Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
We're going to talk college football, but man, you may have the best college football story I've ever heard there, Dan. Did you hear this? I don't know if you caught it. He just was...
Just a life of scrolling social media, you stumble into these kind of things, and one of them is apparently at Missouri State, they have a couple of windows set up there you can look out at the urinal and watch the game. In the bathroom.
Oh. Wow.
Right above.
Interesting.
Engineering.
That is...
I'm trying to think.
That is something.
Plumbing.
There's a hotel in Vegas. Where I... I can't remember. There was a bar. It's a bar, and it's way up on like the 20th floor. And the restroom is set up the same way.
There's a bar in Columbus that way, too.
I actually think there's a pizza place on the west side that has that, too.
It's funny.
I mean, if you're a diehard football fan, you got to love that, don't you? I mean, I don't want to get into
problems. And by the way, can I get a black coffee and a side of Nick Costos? That guy's got some energy, man.
Oh, I don't even think he was at full bore today.
Wow.
Do you, Dan? I think he was kind of...
He's going good.
When he first started joining, it's weird. Like, you hear him, like, now you're going to notice him when you hear his commercial spots that run for his show.
Gotcha.
Or when you hear him on national stuff, sometimes he's not as amped. He's not as...
he's got a kid now, you know?
Yeah, you know, maybe that's what it
is. That's probably what it is.
That's you know, you're probably right.
You know, I enjoy talking to him, and I was only half kidding about, taking the Bills on Sunday, because I do think they play well at home, and they're kind of getting themselves together, what have you. I'm not a gambler, Andy. And it's weird when I start hearing, you know, minus 140 and all this, it kind of goes right over my head, and I really don't want to know about it.
No, I understand. I'm the same way. I hear it.
I learned a really tough lesson when I was at Ohio State, 1982. I was in a fraternity where we had a bookie who was, you know, able to give us point spreads on players.
So
these were prop bets back in the days. Oh. Yeah. So... There was a weekend when Virginia, with Ralph Sampson, was playing the North Carolina team that ended up winning the national championship with James Worthy, Michael Jordan, Sam Perkins, that whole crew.
Yeah.
And the over-under for James Worthy versus Virginia was 16. And he was averaging like right around 20 a game or whatever. So we were all feeling pretty confident that James would get the job done. Everybody basically in the fraternity, and you didn't have any money to begin with, right? So you're making like a $25 bet that you're hoping that comes in. Over under.
So you could go to Mean Mr. Mustard's, right? What was the
all
other place?
All of them. There was Papa Joe's?
Yeah, but there was another big bar right next door. I can't remember the name. Whatever. No big deal.
Thirsty McNasty's?
I don't know.
Anyway.
No, that.
Anyway, so 16 and over, we all bet the over on James Worthy. James Worthy scores 16 points in the first half.
Oh, you're feeling good.
Good to go. We're ordering the kegs, for God's sakes, right?
Yeah.
Goes scoreless in the second half and misses four free throws in the final 2 minutes.
Oh, no.
I was like, I am never betting again. It was one of those, you know, lovable loser stories. Yeah. So,
wow. So
I'm not a big gambler. Like, you know, when we go to the racetrack, I'll put a couple dollars on a race. And when the Triple Crown comes around, I'll have a little bit of fun with that. But in general, for me anyway, it kind of ruins the experience. because you know,
it's a, well, you want to believe in the innocence of things too. That's the other.
Well,
part.
That I mean, we all do. Still naive enough to think of that's the case.
Well, think about what happened last week, right?
But I just it bothers me sometimes that so many sports fans that I talk to, and I love talking to passionate sports fans, but they all view the game through the under over, the point spread. How does this affect my fantasy team? It drives me crazy.
Yeah,
I'm old school that way.
Well,
sorry.
It makes you not. My problem that I had with fantasy football and like the folks that just like, I don't care about
obsessed
your fantasy
with it.
Football.
Yeah,
just like over the top. Somebody who is on the show from 10 to 2, not named Baskin, somewhat gets like that about his fantasy teams too, because he loves it. But, you know, that was like when FanDuel first came out, I was on board with FanDuel because it wasn't like, because you could do daily fantasy and you could go in on Sunday and pick your team, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was why I enjoyed it at the beginning. It had nothing to do with anything that it has become now.
Yeah.
But that was one of the reasons that I liked it. Because traditionally I'd pick somebody or something, and my team would be a mess in the beginning of the year. And I'd be like, I don't even want this team anymore. And then by the next year, my name was Apathy by week three.
Yeah.
That was the name of my team. And then when the daily stuff started coming around, I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. You know, it's like, hey, if I want my team, I can have them. If I don't, I don't have to have them.
Yeah, and no judgment here. I mean, whatever floats your boat. I mean, if people are into it, and I know it's a nice side hobby for people, and it keeps people interested, and, you know, it allows people sometimes to get more involved in the NFL because they have a fantasy team, and they get to know everybody around
them. My bigger problem with the whole thing, too, is that I just don't, want to root against the Browns. So I can't. That's where I'm not rooting. I don't care if they don't win a game all year. I'm not going to root against them because I want them to win, you know? So I always find that that to me is my internal struggle on everything too. It's like, I want them to win. And that's at the end of the day, that was the thing I didn't like about fantasy in the beginning. It was like, wow, I'm going to root for a Steeler to do something here. Hey, want to let you know, you can listen to this show and all of our shows on The Fan, on the Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Yeah, I know you love college football. I love college football too, especially Ohio State. But I think
my favorite sport.
It has been, I think we've been talking about that for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
The two of us here. I was like, hey, those Buckeyes. I want those Buckeyes. And so I want to go through just this weird twist of fate. And I think, again, it's because of the pressure that is just overwhelming. Think about all the college coaches that have been fired this season alone. Brian Kelly at LSU. By the way, we're going to talk to Josh Booty about some of the stuff coming up. James Franklin at Penn State. Billy Napier at Florida. Sam Pittman at Arkansas. And I'm just starting there. And then I always think it's interesting that you see that Kenny Burns at Kent State, his name's always on this list of coaches that have been fired. I was watching CBS today. I was like, Kent State made the list?
They removed the interim tag, by the way, from their
Yeah, that was yesterday,
today.
Wasn't it?
Was it yesterday?
Was it today or yesterday?
Okay.
I thought it was
Carney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's on. It's, you know, it's been nice to see. I don't care if it's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Ermac or anybody, it's nice to see your alma mater get a couple wins every once in a while.
To your point, Andy, look, the last 3 weeks we've had Penn State, Florida, and LSU fire their head coaches. What is going on here? I mean, the pressure to win, you know, all those guys are getting, what, $40 million buyouts plus. It's incredible. James Franklin will land on his feet somewhere.
For sure.
At some point, right? But yeah, I don't know what it says about the game. It's, you know, I was, and I'm still a little bit nervous about this Penn State Ohio State game on Saturday. I don't know why. Maybe the Buckeyes coming off the bye or whatever, and the Penn State kids really having nothing to play for. But yeah, it's kind of a kind of a sad indictment on where we're at in terms of the game, right? When you have these big programs making these rash moves during the season. That's the other thing, right? I mean, it'd be one thing for them to wait till the end of the year to see how things flush out and maybe you get on a, you know, late winning streak. But I think it was in the wind for both Mr. Franklin and Mr. Kelly here, because things have not been going the right way for their fan bases over the last couple of years.
So I did a story a week or two ago with Bill Rabinowitz. Do you know him?
Of course.
Okay, so he's got a new book out too, and this kind of goes to
Buckeye Brotherhood.
Yeah, and you know, he sat down with Ryan Day and did some really like in-depth stuff beyond what we were seeing last year, and about how Ryan was inches away from quitting after the Michigan win. I mean, we're talking about a guy that has the
Michigan loss.
After the Michigan loss, yeah. Well, Michigan win. From Michigan. I didn't mean it that way, but that in our conversation and in his new book that's out too, and we're going to actually have him on the show here in a couple weeks, but talking about how Ryan Day was this close to quitting.
Walking away.
Yeah. And, you know, to turn things around and then win the national championship. I just think, I mean, the immense pressure on these coaches is ridiculous. Like, back in the day, it was funny when John Cooper would show up at his house and have a for sale sign in front of it after they would lose. But now, you know, and then we're looking at all these college coaches that got fired over this year. Yeah.
Our fan base has gotten irrational with that, too, with Ohio State. I mean, it's really gotten. I mean, I know Herbstreit took a lot of flack for the lunatic fringe, but I mean, I know people now that are, even this year, with as well as they're playing, are complaining about things. I'm like, my God, they're 7-0. They're number one.
They've given up four touchdowns all year.
They're the defending national champions. They pump out one NFL player after another. What do you want? I mean, you know, if they stumble at any point this season, everybody is going to come out with, you know, slings and arrows again towards Ryan Day, which is completely unfair. I mean, I could argue he's been one of the best coaches they've ever had in school history. I mean, the record bears it out. So
one of the greatest winning percentage, because he doesn't have enough years under his belt.
The best.
Yeah, all time.
All time.
All time.
I know. Want to run him out of town.
They're like, you know.
And I got news for you. If they lose on November 29th, people are going to be irate again, which yes. I think is nonsense. Only because, and we can get into this, you know, the game has changed. The structure of the game has changed. The fact that Ohio State lost two games last year and still won the national championship is like, doesn't seem to make any sense, does it?
I like it.
I'll be honest with you. I love the playoff.
Because I hated the fact that if you lost the first game of the season, I'm trying to remember when, this was a long time ago, but Ohio State lost to
Virginia Tech.
Well, Virginia Tech, they lost to Miami 1 year too in like the first game of the season.
They did, yeah.
It was like kickoff classic. Yeah. And now I'm like, you're chasing it the whole year.
Yeah.
And if you don't win or you don't, I do like the fact the Big Ten got rid of the North and the South, or the leaders and losers, or whatever that thing was. I couldn't stand it. But the fact that now you'll have the two top teams playing.
Did you say leaders and losers?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. It was one of the dumbest. What was it?
Leaders, champions and leaders or something?
No, it was leaders and legends.
Oh,
remember
God.
Remember
was
how
awful.
Dumb that
it
was?
Bad.
I was like,
yeah,
it was
bad
what?
Brand. Bad branding.
And you'll have those top two teams playing for the Big Ten championship, which I think is great. But I also think, you know, if you don't win, like in basketball, hey, man, you could have a horrible season, but if you win that tournament at the end, you've got a chance to be the that's why I love basketball. That's why I love college basketball, but in particular, I love March Madness.
Well, and the worry with this system was that they felt like this was going to diminish the regular season. I think in a way it enhances it, Andy, because now you've got, like, look at this, the SEC, where you've got probably a half dozen teams that are still in the conversation, right, to make the playoff tournament, and some of them are 1-2 losses. It's going to make those matchups down the stretch like playoff games. I think that's what they want, right? I mean, that's what drives it. And I know there's, you know, this SEC Big Ten bias that there seems to be, and they could end up having, you know, 8 to 10 of the 16 teams, and that's probably not fair. But I like this format.
Ohio State's not in that game, so I think it's unusual for us. Like, okay, we talk about the Big Ten SEC bias, but Ohio State's like on its own little island. Like, I think the SEC schools are at the
point to us, it is.
That we're in that realm, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That like it's a weird dynamic. Like if you're Indiana and you lose a game, even though everyone respects the you know what out of them over the last 2 years,
game,
but they're still in the back of their mind, they're Indiana, And the down south, they're like, Indiana.
To your point, so if they lose one, before the Big Ten championship game, then lose that, and then are suddenly a 10-2 and 11-2. Suddenly, yeah. How do you stack them up against the number 4 or 5 team in the SEC?
But
right
when somehow or another, Ohio State broke through all of that
long time ago.
Especially because and was it Urban? I think it started with Tressel, and then Urban.
Well, and it helped a year or two that they got picked over TCU and then won the national championship. Right. I mean that solidified that fact that they're kind of on their own little plateau.
Let's not lie. Right. The bottom line is Ohio State football makes a lot of money for a lot of people, especially those in television.
Oh, God.
There's just no doubt about it. And, you know, the fact that, you know, you look at Ohio State and they have so many noon kickoffs because that's where Fox wants to drag you in the beginning. And, you know,
start the day.
Scrambled
eggs and beer.
Kegs and eggs. Right?
Wasn't that yesterday? Scrambled eggs and beer.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It was scrambled eggs and beer yesterday. I forgot about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.